Okay, can I have a couple of people help me with the communion? And we'll... Paul told us that the only reason that Christians are sickly and direly among you is because they don't discern the body of Christ. So we know wherever there's a type, there's an anti-type. So he said that if we don't discern the body of Christ, we get sick. But if we do discern the body of Christ, we can expect to have healing in our bodies, have wholeness. And actually, when Jesus instituted it, he told his disciples, take this, you're taking me into you. Eat my flesh. So when we look at this bread, we're looking at the body of Christ, and God wants us to see that sacrifice. He wants us to see that broken, annihilated body on the cross. He wants us to see how that body was beaten and bruised for us. How that broken body of Jesus took stripes on his back so that we could be healed. How that body of Christ was pierced. And everywhere his body was pierced, he shed blood, and we get redemption in some area for that. And you look at this bread, this body of Christ, it's slightly burned. It means that the full wrath of God's fiery judgment was laid on Jesus. Yes, when Jesus was on the cross, all of your sins were laid on him. All of your sicknesses were laid on him. The curse of poverty was laid on him. Absolutely everything that we need is met at the cross through the body of Jesus. We thank you for this, and we receive your blessings in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure that it cannot die. Sin causes death, but since Jesus knew no sin, his blood is still alive. And his blood is still doing what it did the day he released it. It's still washing away our sins. It's still protecting us. It still seals in the New Testament promises for us. And it's because of his blood, we can go boldly into the throne room of grace and receive mercy and grace in times of need. And it's his blood that has made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means we are in right standing with God. Whatever was wrong between us and God before we got born again got washed away by the blood of Jesus. Now, we can stand in the presence of God as if nothing ever happened. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Good morning. Did you know this is a special day in history? They signed the Constitution today. Now, we're going to celebrate that a little bit. You remember when Hillary was running for president? You better remember. You better never, ever forget. She said, Trump supporters are a bunch of rednecks with a rifle in one hand and a Bible in the other. You're right, sweetheart. We are a bunch of rednecks with a rifle in one hand and a Bible in the other. And don't you ever forget it. I want to tell you something. There is such a spineless Christianity in this nation right now that you couldn't even recognize it compared to what our forefathers have. They set our country up with the intentions of us staying free. And we've blown it several times. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 tells us to rightfully divide the word of truth. It tells us to study to show yourselves approved, rightfully dividing the word of truth. You know, people stay in ignorance when they don't know the truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You know, the reason the political system was raging against people in the Constitution and their rifles? Because they know that's the one thing that keeps us free. They had to destroy that. They want to destroy that so they can bring us into full-blown communism. And it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans too. See, we got to understand this. Our problems is not Democrats, it's not Republicans, it's satanic people that have seized our country. Amen. And the whole system has been corrupted. They want to bring us into a slave state. Whether you like to believe it or not, we already are in a slave state. We're in a slave state. We have to ask permission and pay a fee and get a license to do nearly everything we do in life. How many of you have a driver's license? You had to pay a fee to get somebody you permission for you to do something that's already provided for in the Constitution. Did you know that? And this one really gripes me a lot. How many of you went and got a concealed carry permit? Somebody asked me, said, "You should do that." I said, "I am not going to pay them for something that I already have a constitutional right to do." There's a lot of spineless preachers running around that are afraid to mix the Constitution with the Bible. But did you know that you can't have a Constitution without the Bible? And did you know that you're not going to have a Bible without the Constitution? This whole country and everything we believe in and everything we thrive on rests on a stool with three legs. One of those legs is our Bibles. One of those legs is our Constitution, and one of those legs is our rifles. If you ever lose one leg, you've lost it all. See, that's why there has been such an assault on Christianity. That's why there has been such an urge for these people to change our Bibles. That's why there's been such an urge. It's illegal for me to sit here and influence you politically. Did you know that? According to their satanic rules that they've passed into what they call laws, but they want to subvert my freedom of speech, which is the First Amendment. See, there used to be a thing called the Black Robe Society. They passed a rule about this. Because the preachers, when they had a spine back in the day, would stand up and tell people who was spiritually correct and who was not spiritually correct. And they'd say, "Stay away from this group of people." Well, somehow through the mix of things, they came up with the IRS and they came up with this rule called the 401c3 thing. So they told all these churches, said, "You need to be a 401c3 so you can be tax exempt." And the church has just bought into a hook, line, and sinker. I mean, they just flooded into it. Oh, we got to do this. We got to have a 401c3. Did you know that the church is already tax exempt because the Constitution says you're tax exempt? You don't need a special permission slip from Satan to be tax exempt. But now, here's the thing. They've buffaloed the churches and the CPAs into this, and now they got these special rules that take away my freedom of speech. How slick is that? But I don't care. Me and Jim got a deal. If I go to jail, he'll come bail me out. You know, it'll be okay. I've been to jail before, so it's not going to be a shocker. So here's the thing. I can't put any political signs in my yard because they could take away our 401c3 because I would be influencing your thoughts. If I don't influence your thoughts, I'm not doing my job. I'm not standing in the presence of God and doing what He told me to do. Now, I do need to influence your thoughts in a biblical way. Amen. But freedom of speech is one of the first things that is protected for us in the Constitution. Well, and here's the reason that people are hemmed up is because they don't stand up. We have freedom to peacefully assemble. You remember when the COVID hit and they started saying, we're going to shut the churches down, you got to close down, you got to do all this, and you can't go to work. And I said, oh, wait a minute. And I actually had a lawman tell me, don't go to work. Well, no, that was a different one. Me and the judge, we had a real big fight over this. But this lawman said, don't get caught going to work. I said, no, I'm going to work. He said, I'm going to work. He said, don't get caught. I said, I don't care if I get caught or not. Just get over yourself. I'm going to work. So they had deputies follow me out to work, and I was out there working all day long. And they left me alone. In fact, they came and visited me. But I said, I'm working, period. And they said, we're going to close the church. Said, No. You're not going to close the church. Your little mandate does not supersede the Constitution. You have to understand this. God has given us civil liberties. These are protected by the Constitution. If you don't stand up for your liberty, remember, God gave us one, there's one law in there called the law of liberty. If you don't stand up for your rights, they will be taken away from you. I remember we had National Day of Prayer out on the lawn, and this lady came up to me and said, why didn't you go down to Brewster County and do National Day of Prayer? And I said, because I did National Day of Prayer where I'm at. So why didn't your pastor go do National Day of Prayer? And she was mad at me. I said, why didn't your pastor go down there and do National Day of Prayer? And she didn't have an answer for that. And I said, because he's gutless. And she didn't have an answer for me. So the next year, she called me and said, who do we have to ask to have National Day of Prayer? And I said, nobody! You don't have to ask anybody to assemble at the courthouse. You don't. You have the right to peacefully assemble. That's a God-given right. You have the freedom to peacefully assemble. There's the thing, a lot of people, they just don't understand. Because they've been taught a lot of lies from the pulpit. The first thing we need to pick up in maintaining our freedom is our Bibles. We should pick these up and read them all the time. If your preacher is not preaching the truth, the gospel, from the Bible, get out of there. Jesus said you would know the truth and the truth would make you free. But if you don't know the truth, you're not going to walk in that freedom. There's a kind of a fallacy floating around the church world saying you're one of those, you preach that prosperity gospel and that healing gospel. No, I don't. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And prosperity and healing and wholeness is wrapped up in that. It's wrapped up in Him. Do I not point you to Jesus Christ every time I preach? I make it a point to point you to the cross every time I preach. Now here's the thing. If we ever lose the Bible, all morality in this nation is gone. That's why there's such an assault on the Bible. That's why, see, the devil knows this. That if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. See, this is why couples have so much hardships. You know, the devil knows how to rub everybody wrong. So he'll get the guy in the caveman and go in there and squeeze the toothpaste in the middle of the tube and drive the little woman crazy. And he'll leave the toilet seat up and put his socks on the sink, you know, and just do whatever and just drive her absolutely insane. And then she'll do some weird little thing with supper, you know. All it is just stupid little things, non-essential scruples. It doesn't really matter in the whole scheme of things, but it's just a way to get them bickering back and forth. Well, he's done it to the church, and he's had such great success that there's over 7,500 different denominations, something like that. It's crazy. You know what a denomination is? A church split. He got them bickering back and forth about some little thing, and they said, oh, we don't like you no more, we can't stand you. Now it's so carried away, now all it takes is a resentment and a coffee pot to start a new church. And they argue about the dumbest things in the whole world. Well, you're supposed to sit down until they start singing. Then you stand up and then you sit back down. I've seen a praise and worship team do that. I thought, man, you guys into exercise or what? But that was their thing. They'd sit down until the music started, then they'd stand up and sing. And when the song got over, they'd sit down. Song started, they'd stand back up and sing. You're not supposed to play music in church anyway. Come on. Get it together. Learn the truth. Grasp your Bible. Pray often. Pray always. You should pray always. In fact, that should be your first reaction to anything is prayer. You should grab this Bible, open it up, and pray God's word back to Him. You know, in fact, God said, that he would that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. He also said that we should pray for our leaders. I put Jeff Fisher on the spot at National Day of Prayer, and I said, "You're praying for our national leaders." And he said, "Oh, you didn't do that." I said, "Yeah, it's you." He said, "You know, our national leaders grind me sideways." I said, "Oh, they got us all." But it's for a reason, so we can live a peaceable life. But it's not going to do any good to get up there and bat the air with doubt and unbelief and just throw some words out there and hope something sticks. You're going to have to get the Bible, and you're going to have to open it up, and you're going to have to return God's word to him. In fact, that's what he said to do. In fact, he said, "Let us reason together." So that's our first leg, is our Bible. This is our moral compass. This is our direction. The second thing is our Constitution. Our Constitution is written in a way that protects our civil liberties that God has given us. It keeps the government from taking those away. It doesn't protect the government from us. It protects us from the government. How many of you understand that we need protection from the government? I hope you understand that by now. In fact, this Bible has a flag on it, the distress flag. This is a nation under distress. We have been attacked. They want the people that hate us want to burn our Constitution and burn our Bibles. They actually wanted to get us in a war so we could lose this war, so that we could just go into a whole new deal and be full-blown tyrannical government. You know how close we really are to that right now? We're hanging by a thread right now. I knew some guys that were in Germany working, and they said there was this German guy that had come down there and visit with them, and they kept telling him about freedom. And he said, "Well, he's going to go to America, go on a tour, and go through America and check it out." So he went over to America for about 3 months, and he took his tour, and he went back home to Germany, and he met up with those guys, and he said, "You know something? You're crazy." And they said, "Why?" I said, "The only thing you really do have freedom to do is just go buy a gun and shoot somebody with. You pay for absolutely everything else you do. You have to get a license to do everything." That's a tax. Did you know that? Go buy a car, you have freedom to go buy a car, and you pay taxes on that car with money that you've already been taxed on, and then you bring that thing home and you have to pay taxes on it to have the privilege to drive it. That one hurt, didn't it? Because you don't really own that car. All you did was bought it with somebody else's money, and now you're paying for the right to lease it from them. See, it's the things that we don't know that really do hurt us. And it's because people haven't been taught about the Constitution. I wonder how many schools teach the Constitution in schools these days. I wonder how many American citizens have taken the responsibility to pick up the Constitution and at least open it up and look in there and see what they have. I know there's a lot of preachers that could benefit from looking at the First Amendment. You do have the freedom of speech, regardless of what the IRS says. I like Joyce Myers. One time the IRS, they came down on her and they come in there and said, we'll take away your ordination. She said, I'm not ordained. They didn't know what to say about that. Well, what do you say about that? Jesus ordained her. Ordination is one of those weird things that drives me nuts. I got ordained, but I'm only ordained good enough to do weddings in Texas. I'm not ordained good enough to do one in Wyoming. I can do one, but I can't sign the license. The poor people paid the government to have permission to do what God told them to do in the first place. See, we do have freedom, but what we've lost is liberty. And we've lost that through lack of education. We've lost that through lack of proper teaching from the pulpit. If you don't know what you have, you're certain to lose it. You won't operate in it. I love the story of a black woman. She had been a slave for a long time. And she lived with this one woman, took care of her for years and years and years. Well, her master died and gave her this little slip of paper. Well, this lady ended up, she had lived in this little shack for 20, 30 years, and she was nearing the end of her time, and the pastor came down there to visit with her and pray for her and everything, and he looked up at the wall, and there was a piece of paper under in a glass frame, and he said, can I look at that? She said, yeah, be very careful with that, because my master, she gave that to me. So he got it down off the wall, looked at it, and said, can I take this to town and show this to somebody? She said, yes, but be very careful with that. My master gave that to me, and I don't want anything to happen to it. So he took it to a lawyer in town, and the lawyer said, we've been looking for this. This is a will. Now, this woman had lived in shambles for 20, 30 years, but her master had left her a will, leaving her plenty of provision to live a healthy, well taken care of life. And she didn't know what it said. She put it on her wall. Now we have Christians running around with Bibles on their coffee tables, living in shackles, really living in shackles. Because they don't know what that Bible says, because they haven't opened it up. Unless there's a baptismal or a wedding or something or a funeral, they'll open, write somebody's name down there and put a date on it and put it back on the coffee table. And then we have American citizens running around with chains. Because if they do even happen to have a copy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in their house, they haven't opened it up and looked at it. That's if they have it. They act like it's a non-essential thing. But it's absolutely very important to understand our Bibles and our Constitution go hand in hand. We got some flyers floating around here. You can get one and you can look at where they got a lot of stuff from the Bible to put in the Constitution. Or you can get online and buy one of these Bibles that has a copy of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in the back of it. The next thing is our rifles. This really drives preachers nuts. They say, you're supposed to love everybody and walk in peace. I said, I do. And the reason I walk in peace is because I have a 30-30. If it gets too out of hand, I can bring peace in the situation, but it might take violence to do that. We have a Second Amendment right to be a well-armed militia. You know, America has the largest militia in the world. There's absolutely more rifles in the United States owned by private citizens than anywhere else in the world. And if guns and rednecks were the problem, you would know it. But it's because somebody who had reverence for God and love for their neighbor and their families and respect for their constitution and themselves picked up rifles and went and did some hard things so that we could go ahead and live in liberty. Now, this is the third time we've been at this crossroads. This is absolutely the third time that we have been at this crossroads. We have to learn from history, because this is the third time we're going through this. Andrew Jackson got rid of the central bank. Did you know that? See, this is what it all boils down to, these big central banks where all the money goes to these powerful people. 90% of the money was controlled by 1% of the population. That's crazy, isn't it? Well, Andrew Jackson brought us out of that. Because what they wanted to do is destroy this country, lose the war, tell us the Constitution didn't work, we got to start a whole new deal. But Andrew Jackson got us out of that, and now we're going through it again. It's happening again. Because here's the thing. These Satanists came up with this thing called the dumbing down of the populace. Have you ever heard that? The dumbing down of the populace. You know where they started at? In the schools. They started in the schools. I know some PhDs that are dumber than dirt. It's like, do you honestly believe this nonsense would work? Oh yeah, it'll. Okay, keep on living your head in the sand dream. God gave us the blueprints on life. And we have to protect that with our rifles if we have to. A very, very high-ranking general in the Japanese army was asked, why didn't you guys attack mainland America? And he said, there was a rifle behind every blade of grass. You see why our rifles are so important? Our rifles, we don't have them in case the deer rise up against us. Did you know that? We have our rifles in case the government rises up against us. The government has risen up against us. Did you know that? They weaponized the three-letter agencies, the alphabet agencies. Oh, they said they were arming the BLM. I thought, why does the Bureau of Land Management need to have attack rifles?
Yeah.
The IRS. The EPA. When you understand the evil origins of these agencies, then you'll understand why it's so important to lock onto your Bible and get that Constitution out and read it. You should get the Constitution and the Bill of Rights out and read it once in a while. Anyway, just to see how far America has slipped. If you could see in real time how far this nation is from the Constitution, you would faint. And if you could step back and up and get a bird's eye view and see just how far the church world has slipped from the gospel of Jesus Christ, you would be shocked. See, I had to counsel a lot of people a lot of times about this. A politician would say there was a this or that, you know, they're a Catholic, a Methodist, or whatever denomination they threw out there to throw the people off. And they say, why do they do that? And I say, look, there's a difference between Christians and churchgoers. Now, you can literally sit in church for 45 years and not get born again. You can go to church every time the doors swing open. But if that church refuses to preach the gospel, you're not going to get born again. You may go through some man-made tradition where they sprinkle water on you, or they dip you in water even. But if you're not born again, none of it means anything. That's why it's so important to rightfully divide the word of truth. Look in there for yourself. Look in the Bible for yourself and find out what it says about you. Look in the Constitution for yourself, in the Bill of Rights, and find out what it says about you. What it says about the government. You know, we got people in government that are constantly doing things that are against the Constitution. All the time. The governor in New Mexico says he's going to just stop. You can't carry rifles no more. Well, then they finally jumped up and they said, no, that's not going to fly. And she said, well, you can't carry guns in the school zone. Well, they've had that law forever. That was Biden's law. Did you know that? That was Biden's law. He got that signed into law. And then what started happening? School shootings. Because they know that if they go into an area that nobody has guns, they can get away with mayhem. So I like Texas. They started arming teachers. Protect those that need protection. We live in a pretty quiet little town, really. We don't have a whole bunch of psychos. Well, we got some, but they're not running in packs for the most part. So we can live pretty peacefully. But just know this. We've still got a year and 3 months of mayhem. And it's not going to get any easier. They're already ramping up the new COVID variant. They're already wanting to get masks out. They're wanting people to submit. Do not submit. A mandate is not a law. They're constantly trying to take away our guns. Do not submit. They're forever trying to take away our religious freedoms. See, there's another thing. You know, if they go for a lockdown, they're going to want to lock down churches. You want to know why? You remember when 9/11 happened? A big disaster, and it scared everybody out of their minds. You know what happened? The churches were overflowing. What did they do? They ran to the answer. They wanted answers. They ran to the answer. The devil learned a lesson that time. Next time we have a disaster, we got to close the churches. It didn't work here, but a lot of churches shut down. A lot of churches submitted. I have a problem with that. Somebody got mad at me, said, "You should be closed down." I said, "No, I don't think so. I'm not going to lock people away from the answer." I'm not going to be responsible for that. I'm not going to do it. The door's open. Why? I knew what we had in the Bible and in the Constitution. It made a lot of people mad, but I don't care who gets mad at me. I really don't. I've made a lot of people mad in my day. I know they can get happy in the same shoes they got mad in. You know, they can stay mad at me for the rest of their life. I don't care. The number one thing is I want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's the only thing that really matters. Well, yeah.
Okay, but just looking down here, it just popped up in some of the Second Timothy, where we were, 1:13-14. It says, "Hold tight to the pattern of truth I taught you, especially concerning the faith and the love Jesus Christ offers you. Guard well the splendid God-given ability you received as a gift from the Holy Spirit who lives within you."
Amen. Yeah. It's our responsibility to preserve it. Too many people are sitting around waiting for somebody else to do something, but that's how we got in this mess. Too many people were sitting around waiting for somebody to do something. They did something. And here we are again. It's time to stand up. Don't do what the devil tells you to do. Hold fast to the liberty that God has given you and understand that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you have no business bowing your knee to intimidation, manipulation, or domination. You know, those three things are witchcraft. That's straight from the pit of hell. If somebody's trying to intimidate you, manipulate you, or dominate you, That don't bow your knee to that. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a child of God. And that stuff is below your feet. Amen? Thank you, Father, for your word. We praise you in the name of Jesus for our freedom. We thank you for the Constitution. We thank you for our Bibles. We thank you for our rifles. Father, we thank you for everything that you've given unto us. We know it's a free gift to us, but it was not cheap. It cost the blood of many, 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 many patriots, and it cost the blood of your Son, Jesus. We know it's free, but it's not cheap. We thank you and we honor you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.